Music Is My Weapon by Mark Lippman, brought to you by our Rick, our automated DJ here at WMFO in Medford. But automation is no more. I'm Chuck, filling in for Bill's MU Rock Show, coming up momentarily here at WMFO in Medford.
A dog moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can, and I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
I remember when I lost my mind. There's something so pleasant about that place. Your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Stage and his name. Oh, they were all right. The band was all together.
Can you hear my
lot of David Bowie this morning. All from this brand new compilation called Loving the Aliens, a low-budget tribute to David Bowie. Low Budget is a record company out of Rossendale, Massachusetts, and it's all local Boston area artists on the CD. We just heard from T-Max there with his version of Space Oddity, which he actually released back in January on his current CD, Hole in My Shoe. But this sounds more produced. It sounds like he added more sound effects, and I have to actually compare the two versions side by side to see if that's really true, but this seems to have a lot more punch to it than the version on that album. Before that, we heard from Bird Mancini with their take on Lady Stardust. And behind me right now is The Chunks with an instrumental version of David Bowie's Changes, all from Loving the Aliens. And we did start the show off with a non-Bowie cover, the local band 27, covering Crazy from back in 2006. And that's where this set was, with the walk sign is on at the head of shows that I do here at WMFO in Medford. I'm Chuck, and I'm filling in for Bill on the MU Rock Show. And that's what we're doing. We're rocking out this morning. Got a couple of sub-themes, one on California, one on nuclear war for present and past, or future, who knows. And other non-related themes of music for you until 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Your input is welcome at... what is the number here? You think I would know that by now. 857-915-WMFO, which is 9636. Yes, that's what it is. 857-915-9636. Let's go back to Changes here by The Chunks. Loving the Aliens. Okay, a little set of California-related songs. It's a tribute to my trip out there a few months ago. That was Foxygen with their tune San Francisco. Prior to that, we heard Grimes with her song California from her Art Angel CD of 2015. And the Leningrad Cowboys did a cover of the Beach Boys' California Girls, a very amusing one at that. Behind me right now is new local music by Peter Bufano. This thing is called Geometric Art from his Circus Schmirkus CD. It was the soundtrack to that circus presentation, which I think was in Waltham a couple weeks ago. Peter writes and performs with the band Circestra. They're kind of a local jazz band. And he considers himself a jazz composer, but this CD is full of stuff like this. It sounds more like synth pop than jazz, but it's cool, so here it is on WMFL in Medford. Thank you. Jackie Onassis, a little tribute there to Lonely Hearts. You could say she had a lonely heart in a way. Human Sexual Response there, some local music going back to the early 80s. And before that, more local music going back to 1980, specifically The Atlantics with Lonely Heart from their 1980 local hit single. And Yes, the band Yes, owner of A Lonely Heart, from their revamped style in the 80s with one of their two 80s hits, Owner of a Lonely Heart. They were kind of a psychedelic space band, a prog rock band in the 70s, and then reformed to fit the 80s sound and had some success, a fair amount of success at that. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to do something a little out of format here for the MU Rock Show. Bill doesn't usually go as far back as 1967, but we're going to do that to kick off this next set. We're going to go hear some music from Country Joe and the Fish as they performed at the Monterey Pop Festival, a song that's appropriate for today. It's called Please Don't Drop That H-Bomb on Me. I'd like to send it out to Kim Jong-un, or however you pronounce his name, that weird guy over there in North Korea. And I suppose I can send it out to Donald Trump, too, because he's certainly aggravating the situation. But be that as it may, here's Country Joe and the Fish with their song, Please Don't Drop That H-Bomb on Me. It's a sing-along, and I'll tell you about that right now.
Folks, here it is. Saturday afternoon. Yes, and it's time for sing-along time. Yes, sing-along time again with our old friends, Country Joe and the Fish. Now, this song has just one line, and that line is, please don't drop that H-bomb on me. Go and drop it on yourself. So if you feel the spirit of the song,
we hope you will.
And you feel like singing along,
yeah, we hope you will.
Sing along with us. This is how it goes, and we hope you sing along, right? Right.
Me, you. Please don't drop that H-bomb on me. Please don't drop that H-bomb on me.
Now you are at the world's largest airfield on Tinian in the Marianas. The voice you hear is that of Chaplain William Downey, who stood amongst the target charts, the escape kits, and the stale coffee, and said a prayer for the Enola Gay and civilization.
We pray thee that the end of the war may come soon, and that once more we may know peace on earth. May the men who fly this night be kept safe in thy care, and may they be returned safely to us. We shall go forward, trusting in thee, knowing that we are in thy care now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
してはならない。この教訓を人類の未来に生かすべきだという思いでありました。
The citizens of Hiroshima were suffering physically and mentally. Sometimes they were on the verge of losing the will to live. But what supported them was the belief that this foolish tragedy should not be repeated and that humankind should learn a lesson from their experience.
Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck, and cover. Duck, and cover.
Diary. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever.
発育不全、 genetic defects, retarded development, malignant diseases, shortened lifespan, death. Radioactive fallout is carried hundreds of miles by the winds and is deposited into the soil by rainstorms. The number of deaths and tragedies as a result of the expansion of the homes and the earth is thank you.
one a little challenging to listen to.